2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
You guys are going to want to have this recording because this is going to be epic.
Coach Pope, man, that guy is, he's the man. Coach Pope is the man, and he spoke with the media earlier this week, kind of touching on all points as college basketball has a start date of 11/25. Now, like football, we'll see if that happens. I'm optimistic that it will, Mitch. I think that will happen, and we'll have to see how it goes. The one thing that keeps coming back to me, and we learned this a little bit from the NBA bubble, basketball staffs are just so much smaller. I mean, the rosters are smaller. The staffs are smaller. It's just a significantly less number of people. I think that you can really, quote-unquote, shrink the bubble with basketball teams, and I think because of that, there'll be a great opportunity for college basketball to proceed with the season in 2020, and which is, that's great news for BYU fans because I think Mark Durant, who we just spoke with in the previous segment, he touched on such a great point. That was such a sour note that BYU basketball ended last season on. I mean, BYU basketball, I will take this to my grave. Mark it down. I will never back off this point. I think that team was a Final Four team. I really believe that. They were healthy. They were gelling together. They had just beaten Gonzaga. They had that stumble in the WCC tournament, but that was a weird game. Alex Barcelo got hurt, and the shooting was off. But I think that team was primed to do a lot of good things in the tournament, and then it gets ripped out from under them.
The great thing about that take, Matt, is that you can never be proven wrong.
Great point.
That's the great thing about that. And hey, you know, like, what was it, the ESPN simulation back in March after the cancellation took place? They simulated it on the ESPN BPI. And what was it, BYU was the national runner-up to Wisconsin? Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of outlets that thought BYU last year in hoops could have made a run to the Final Four. And, you know, look, I think that BYU basketball has a great trajectory with Mark Pope. But I do think that Mark Durant makes an interesting point that there's not a clear-cut star on this year's team. Like, last year you knew, even though he was suspended for 9 games, Yoeli Childs was going to be the face of the program. TJ Haas, been through all the battles. He was another leader and a star, yeah, that was an all-conference performer. So that will be something that needs to emerge on this team if they really want to make a run, because you need some stars to emerge.
Yes, you do need stars. However, I would say this. It's not like the NBA. I mean, you look at a lot of the NCAA champions over the past 10 years, they did not have the number one pick in the draft. They did not have, I mean, there are teams like Kentucky with Anthony Davis that win the championship, but there haven't been that level of talent at Gonzaga and other, you know, Villanova even. I don't think there's been superstar players at Villanova, but yet they've won championships. And so I think depth, having quality of depth, is just as important in college basketball as having the stars.
Well, I think what I mean by stars is just like a Yoeli Childs type. Like, gotcha. Yoeli Childs might not be an NBA draft pick, but he was a star in college basketball, right, and someone that was an All-American type candidate, one of the top, you know, power forwards in the game. But you're right, though. It can be, if you can just have that chemistry and have, yep, the best locker room in America. And that was something that Mark Pope discussed earlier this week with the media, maintaining the best locker room in America. Can they do it with such a new roster that has so many new guys?
I hope it's something that becomes a core of who we are. It's very aspirational, obviously. And it's really fun because I don't know that there's any, you know, with all these genius analytics guys. There's been nobody to formulate an algorithm to judge the best locker room in America, which means I can just claim it whenever I want. But it really is a key to who we are and what we should do. And here at BYU, the way we recruit, it should be something that we can compete for every year. It should be a staple of what makes us really good. Every program's going to have things that make them really good, and this is something that should make us really good every single year.
It's already made this team better, Mitch. I mean, you think about the best locker room in America mantra. I think that played a role in some of the transfer decisions to join BYU. I think it absolutely had an impact on Matt Harms. I think it had an impact on Brandon Averett. I mean, I'm with him. It's not quantifiable, but it matters. Having that chemistry and that culture in the program is something that's critical. I mean, I think about myself and places that I want to work and people I want to be around. I'm looking for that. If you want to use the word culture, great. If there's another word, that's great too. I'm looking for whatever that thing is. And Coach Pope and the basketball program has it. That attracts people. That attracts talented people. People who have options look for those type of things. And if Coach Pope and BYU can continue that trend, I think we're going to continue to see guys of the Matt Harms and Brandon Averett caliber be interested and choose BYU.
Well, and you look at the NBA right now, the Miami Heat, they might not have as much star power as some of the teams in this Final Four, but they're the hottest team right now maybe in the NBA because they genuinely like being with one another in that bubble atmosphere. I mean, Bam Adebayo's talked about that, how they just love being with one another, and Jimmy Butler too, and Dragic. So it works. Chemistry is a real thing. It's tangible, especially in basketball when you have just five guys out on the court and you gotta, you know, come together as a collective unit to piece it together and make something great happen. So I think that there's a lot of exciting things, and I like the messaging that's happening with BYU basketball because it has proven that it's working on the recruiting trail. Players are taking note. Like, yeah. Anyone that had a Power 5 offer in the transfer portal, they probably were contacted by Mark Pope and his staff at some point, and they maybe entertained a call or two. I mean, getting Matt Harms, I think, was just a huge message that this coaching staff, what they're doing, it's something that's it's real, and these players and recruits are taking notice of what's happening, and BYU's recruiting efforts are continuing to have a lot of success with even the 2021 class. We'll talk more about that a little bit later with Waleen, the latest commitment for the program. But I want to get some more Mark Pope sound. Scheduling is going to be a big thing now for the program. Can they piece together some quality non-conference games? This was Pope on the possibilities of piecing together a schedule during this pandemic.
So it's actually really interesting right now. It's super fun, right? Because it's just madness and chaos. So staff was in here late last night, kind of just reaching out to everybody we can think of, and we're trying to answer all kind of questions. Most pressing right now is the loss of the MTE or the rescheduling of the MTE. I think there's somewhere maybe between 8 and 12 MTEs that are affected by the change in date. That's a lot of teams. So the first thing we did last night was we ran through all of the MTEs that had dates affected, and we circled every high major that was in those events, and we're trying to call them all individually, see if we can get those games. I don't know if that's going to work, but it's a little bit of a free-for-all right now and just trying to figure it out, so it's fun.
The one thing that does benefit BYU, Mitch, before we get to a break in this chaos of scheduling, is that non-conference matters in college basketball, and teams are willing to play interesting games, and I think BYU especially, they might not come to Provo, but if you want to go on the road or go neutral site, I think there'll be some opportunities to play some big time games.
There definitely will. We got to take a break though on there, so we'll get you a college football scoreboard update and also play an interview from Jake Waleen, the newest BYU basketball commit. This is Cougar Sports Saturday, powered by KSLSports.com.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.